Bringing together the old and the new, could herpes viruses be impacting blood flows in ME/CFS and long COVID? By Court Johnson, August 5th, 2024. Quote, endothelial dysfunction and herpes virus activity are two characteristics of ME/CFS pathology that have yet to be officially linked. End quote. The authors. Herpes viruses have been mentioned in connection with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, for almost 40 years. It wasn't until coagulation and blood vessel issues showed up in long COVID that clotting became a significant subject of interest in ME/CFS. Could the old and the new somehow be connected? Pretorius, Kell, and Nunes admit their hypothesis is novel, but they think they might. The Pretorius-Kell South African group has certainly not been shy about their hypothesis that blood clots, or coagulation, and blood vessel damage to the endothelial cells play a significant role in both long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS. Since 2021, they've been prolific, publishing 18 papers on these subjects, including 5 on ME/CFS. Now they're attempting to match up an old boogeyman in ME/CFS, herpes viruses, with a new one in ME/CFS and long COVID, the blood vessels. Their latest paper, entitled Herpes Virus Infection of Endothelial Cells as a Systemic Pathological Access in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, with Jean Nunes from the University of Liverpool, proposes that the mighty Epstein-Barr virus might be doing something no one has suspected before, whacking the blood vessels of people with ME/CFS and or long COVID. One has to, on the face of it, ask, why not? The Epstein-Barr herpes virus, EBV, has, after all, a large reach. Besides infectious mononucleosis, ME/CFS, and long COVID, the big bad bug which our bodies cannot get rid of is associated with 7 autoimmune diseases and a wide variety of cancers. Could it also be affecting the blood vessels? A link between old and new, herpes viruses, and the blood vessels. The idea that EBV affects the blood vessels may be new, but it's not exactly a long shot. While EBV primarily infects epithelial and B cells, it has long been known to be able to infect the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels, including those in the blood-brain barrier, and those found in the brain. A 2000 study suggested that EBV's DUT-PACE protein may be stimulating monocytes and macrophages in contact with endothelial cells to produce inflammation in the blood vessels. Other studies have found that HHV6 can infect the blood vessels as well. Recent studies have shown a herpes virus need not be actively replicating to affect cell functioning, but it has to establish latency in them, i.e. infect them and establish a non-replicating viral reservoir. While both herpes viruses can infect the endothelial cells, only HHV6, thus far, has been shown to establish latency in them. The authors believe, though, that the evidence warrants assuming that EBV can infect and establish latency in endothelial cells. While doctors and researchers commonly look for signs of viral reactivation, establishing latency may be the more important factor when it comes to long-lived chronic diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. A 2018 study found that even when EBV was latent and not replicating, it can still promote the development of cancer and affect gene expression, thus increasing the risk of autoimmune diseases, increase oxidative stress, and increase the production of the IL-6 cytokine that recent studies suggest may play a significant role in ME/CFS and long COVID, and more. In a 2018 paper, about which John Harley, the lead author, stated, quote, I've been a co-author in almost 500 papers. This one is more important than all of the rest put together, end quote. EBV was found in its latent stage to turn on genes associated with a wide variety of autoimmune diseases. The senior author, Matthew Wyrock, said, "The finding provided hope that taking down EBV could provide help for many diseases." Quote, "This same cast of characters is a villain in multiple immune-related diseases. So if we could develop therapies to stop them from doing this, then it would help multiple diseases," end quote. It's clear that the virus is still highly active and is tweaking the cell in various ways during latency. For it to be causing damage to the blood vessels, though, it has to produce proteins that negatively affect them. The authors show several herpes viruses produce proteins, Epstein-Barr nuclear antigens, EBNAs, LMP1, and U94 can fit that bill. The focus. The main focus of this paper is on the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels. These highly active and versatile cells help with gas exchange, nourishment, and waste clearance, and are key inflammation regulators. They keep things moving and the blood vessels healthy. Any endothelial cell problems, the authors assert, will probably show up in problems in the blood vessels themselves and ultimately in many systems across the body. In short, the blood vessels provide a way to explain or help explain many of the symptoms found and the many different systems affected in these diseases. Blood flows. In the end, it could all be about blood flows, or the lack of them, to parts of the body. Low blood flows mean that the essential energy molecule, oxygen, is not getting to the muscles, brain, etc. Impaired blood flows have not been a major emphasis in herpes virus research, but the authors make the case that EBV may be impacting blood flows to the body and the brain by pointing to several isolated studies suggesting ways herpes viruses may be able to damage the endothelium. They highlight several ways: damage to glycocalyx, fibrosis, cellular junctions. Herpes virus may be playing contributory roles to blood vessel problems in these diseases, and propose that deeper investigations of vascular tissues be performed. Coagulation. They seem to be on a bit firmer ground with the idea that herpes viruses may be contributing to the clotting issues in ME/CFS and long COVID. An EBV infection of endothelial cells appears to be able to promote a variety of clotting factors: von Willebrand factor, VWF, VEGF, and platelet endothelial cell adhesion molecule 1 levels. One interesting study found that HHV6 infection produced blood clots in the smallest blood vessels that are similar to those found in ME/CFS and long COVID. Cognition and the brain. We know that low blood flows to the brain are present in these diseases, but we don't know why. And multiple possibilities, such as autonomic nervous system problems, damage to the endothelial cells linking blood vessels, microclots, low blood volumes, etc., exist. Now we have a new option. Herpes virus infection of the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels leading to the brain, and herpes viruses infection of the blood-brain barrier. Studies outside ME/CFS and long COVID indicate that damage to the endothelium has been associated with cognitive problems in a wide variety of diseases. The authors, in fact, referred to a systematic review that concluded that an intrinsic relationship existed between endothelial cell dysfunction and cognitive impairment. We don't know much about what, if anything, herpes viruses are doing in the brains of people with ME/CFS and long COVID. We need more autopsy studies for that, but two small studies have found HHV6 and or the DUTPase protein produced by EBV in the central nervous systems of people with ME/CFS. They've been found in promising areas as well. The choroid plexus secretes cerebral spinal fluid, hippocampus and amygdala, part of the limbic system, and dorsal root ganglia, sensory signal processor. More brain autopsies would be a great help in helping to figure out what is going on in the brains of people with these diseases. If you have ME/CFS or fibromyalgia, it's easy to donate your brain to the NIH's Brain Donor Project. Find out more about that in the blog below and click here in the link in the text version of the article to go to the Brain Donor Project and here in the link again to begin the pre-registration process. The DUTPase protein produced by EBV provides an interesting possibility. It's produced prior to replication, is clearly found in many people with ME/CFS, appears to be able to open the blood-brain barrier, and once inside the brain, seems almost to be guaranteed to cause neuroinflammation. Last year, a UCSF exercise study found that EBV reactivation was associated with a trend towards reduced exercise capacity in long COVID. The way forward. Quote, "We presented the idea that a herpes virus infection of ECs might be an important overlooked phenomena that can, in part, account for the pathophysiology and symptoms of ME/CFS and, potentially, long COVID," end quote, the authors. A herpes virus blood vessel connection in these diseases is unproven but possible. How to show that herpes virus infections are indeed affecting blood flows? The authors proposed starting with checking the endothelial cells, particularly from the brain's microvascular blood vessels, as well as the smooth muscle cells lining the blood vessels, for herpes virus infections. In the end, they asserted that a more refined focus on herpes viruses and endothelial function and health in ME/CFS and long COVID is warranted. Next up, interest in EBV and the blood vessels is continuing to grow, and how. Coming up, more evidence of blood vessel dysfunction. Could natural anticoagulants help? A new EBV-focused hypothesis, and the possibility of new EBV drugs.